Hey, today is what's today? 6/6. We're gonna do a patient by the name of Molly, MollyPeck. This is a I don't have her date of birth, so I do. 82-year-old woman from. Originally from Jamaica, who's been in the States for 50 years, period. She was diagnosed with Parkinson's disease a few years ago. She's been tried on numerous medications for the past few months. She has been eating less, has had difficulty walking, has been confused, suffering from orthostatic hypotension or autonomic nervous dysfunction related to her Parkinson's. Her primary care physician felt like there's no other medication that can be tried. She lives at home with her daughter and her grandkids and subsequently has been admitted to hospice for education and help with total ADL dependency and other associated Parkinson's related symptoms with the help of hospice, period. Medications include lisinopril, Norvasc, Neurontin. She hasn't driven for some time. This is under social. She doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's been widowed. She has three daughters. She's now using a walker to walk around. She's had one fall recently and a high risk of, she remains at high risk of falls. She's definitely bedbound. Allergy, none. Family history, dad died of COPD and possible lung cancer. Mom died of old age. Review of system, pill rolling effect, Parkinson's facies, shuffling gait, difficulty with swallowing, aspiration with certain food, confusion. She needs to be oriented during our interviewing. Weight loss, decreased appetite, total ADL dependency now, and beginning to have incontinent issues, period. As well as dizziness related to her, related to autonomic nervous system dysfunction. Surgeries include colon cancer and a partial colectomy. She also received chemotherapy in the past for her colon cancer. Let's see. Review of system as above. An exam. Blood pressure is 99/60. Pulse is 88. Respiration is 18. A febrile heart. Positive, some positive. Two lungs. Clear but shallow breath sounds. Abdomen is soft. Lower extremity shows a 1+ edema. Neurological. Patient does have shuffling gait. Does have a pill rolling effect. Does have tremors at rest, consistent with Parkinsonism, and again, confusion that requires to be oriented from time to time. Assessment number one, here we have a 83-year-old woman with history of Parkinsonism longstanding with above-mentioned changes. With no other medication in sight to help with symptoms, patient has been admitted to hospice for end-of-life care and comfort care, number one. Number two, high risk of fall. Number three, blood pressure control. Number four, blood pressure may need to be adjusted. Medication, blood pressure medication may need to be adjusted because of orthostatic hypotension. Next one is mild edema, multifactorial. Next number is decreased appetite. Next number is ADL dependency. Next number is confusion. Next number is shuffling gait related to end-stage Parkinsonism. Next number is history of colon cancer. Next number is history of dementia, mild to moderate. Patient meets the criteria for hospice care and is going to be admitted to hospice via hospice nurse. I just put patient meets the criteria for hospice care. Thank you.